Hi, I'm Daniel Leakins, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest. And my only guess. No other than Mr. Ficky. Hello, Mr. Ficky. How are you?
I'm good. Yes.
Yes. I want to thank Player FM because we are on the top three best abstract podcasts. Wow, thank you, Player FM. I always underrank my, you know, my book 101 review is on the top 7 too as the best book review podcast.
Wow.
I'm the avid podcaster and podcast host. I always on the list. Wow.
Next food 101. Yeah, one, yes. Top one next.
Yeah, next one. I mean, Food 101 is number 12 on the best food podcasts given by FeedSpot. I think all my podcasts is on the list, Mr. Figgy.
Wow.
And my Geography 101 before on FeedSpot is number 11, but now it's fell at like 100.
Uh-oh. We don't talk about that one. Okay, we don't
like
about that.
Who? What happened? Before number 11, now it's like 100. I have a lot of competition on travel podcasts. And, well, my movie 101 is on the number 10. Wow.
Wait, how many do you have? 7?
I have. Okay, let's count them before. I have book 101 review. Player FM give me, I think, number 8 spot of the best book review. And additional for my book 101 review, if we have 193 countries on Earth, I have 140 listening country on my book 101 review. Imagine those countries listening to my podcast is like, oh, really? I'm so famous.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I can imagine. Food 101, I am on the 12 best food podcasts on the planet. Abstract Essay, number 3 on the best abstract podcast. Thank you, Player FM. And what else? Geography 101, of course, the least. Top 100. At least I'm on the 100, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I have now Music 101, which I'm hoping next year will be. It's new, but it's talking about music, trivia, music, my top 10 music of the month, my top 5 music of the week. Thank you so much, Player FM, for this recognition. And we are hoping that next year I'll be number 1.
Wow. Oh, wow, of course.
Yes, we are aspiring the best, you know, at the top 1, right, Mr. Ficky?
Yeah, cool. Put me on, it has to be the best.
Because this podcast is empowering people like you. Like, people have talent in paintings, in abstract painting. I'm inviting you to be my guest, and let's talk about your paintings. Sure. Right, Mr. Ficky? So what are we going to talk about today, Mr. Ficky?
Today we're going to talk about my most recent piece. It's a character from Overwatch called Sigma. This that tries to harness the power of a black hole. Which,
oh, wow.
So that's related to your intro, kind of, which we never talk about black holes, but you always...
sooner or later, you will be my co-host. What do you think?
We'll talk about the stars.
Yes, they know that on the second on the second season of my Food 101, I'm really looking for my co-host, and I'm inviting people to be my guests, and I found my co-host for my third season. That's why I'm looking for people to interview, and it's if you're really qualified to be my co-host, why not, right? Let's have this podcast. Come on, Vicky.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what else you can say about this pending, Mr. Vicky?
In the game, he's like what is he, like a tank? You know?
Yes.
He's the one of the shield of the team. He's so I'm watching the trailer for him because I don't really know. I've never played him. So, he's not a robot. He's like a human with armor.
Armor. Yeah. Just a like
super armor.
Super armor. Just like what do you call this Marvel movie? The robot guy with this with the armor.
Iron Man?
Iron Man, right? Is it the same thing?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Iron Man has black hole powers, but...
Wow, I love that power. Black holes, like, colliding all the universe.
Yeah. This is a character from Overwatch.
Overwatch, it's okay.
Blizzard game.
It's interesting paintings, because if you have the power of black hole, you must the most powerful human being on this world.
Yeah.
And I know that the power is like a black hole power. How would I know? It's the first time. Okay. Now I'm looking at your painting, right? I did not watch that series or whatever, is it anime?
In the game, they have all these characters with personality, so they always do like a backstory for each character. So this is like the backstory of this character. So he explains why he has these powers. Tried to have the power of the black hole, but it split him apart, giving him two personalities. One is like a mad scientist. One is an old man. Comment.
Go ahead, Mr. Figgy.
So he harnesses gravity and lifts other enemies up and then brings them back down to do damage like that. So that's like how he works as a character.
Yes.
Balls he uses brings them up and sucks them back down to the earth to crush them.
I like power. God. Oh, it's like better than Dragon Ball Z, right? So how many days you do this painting of yours?
I actually spent my time on this one. This is it did it over a course of 3 days, but it took me like 3 hours total.
Do you think this is one of your best?
I think so, yeah. I just love the colors and everything because I never draw armor, especially like mecha armor. That was really difficult for me.
Yes.
And I wanted to make it seem like he's... Like the backdrop is like fire or something, because you know he's causing destruction.
True, I agree. I think one of your best painting of yours.
Thank you.
And if you modify this painting, what dimension you want to change?
Maybe fourth dimension. You can smell it, maybe. The next, if I do draw like a character like this again, it'd be cool to have it. Because they always draw in a portrait style. I never draw like landscape drawings anymore. Maybe we can have like a scene, more of a scene with the landscape drawing next time.
Yes. Is it both hands or one hands only?
Oh, he's both hands. I just, you know.
You focus the other one.
Save time.
Oh, okay. I want to suggest that next time you do this painting of yours, do both hands. I think it's more unique and more for me. It's like, oh, you're my powerful because you're two.
Yeah.
Mr. Fiki, if you compared your painting of yours from your other top five favorite paintings, what make this special?
I think this is the only one where I used like the white outline to sort of make something stand out more. And in this drawing, I like on the edges of the character, I made it like a little bit more red, so he blends into the background more. And that's something I don't usually do. I want to try it out for once. And I think it makes it look more natural.
True. It's really nice. And it's really natural painting of yours. Is it, if you do this every month, do you think you can do it?
Like this type of drawing every month?
Yes.
Yeah. Every week is a bit much, but every month is definitely possible, yeah.
Do you think you do this perfect because you are in the mood or you are inspired to do it?
This is one of those times where I had like a solid reference that I could draw from. And I just made like a really cool sketch really soon, really quickly. So I was just really inspired to continue the sketch and finish it. Yeah.
Yes, you should continue doing like this, Mr. Fick. It's really good, and I think it's something else.
Thank you. I think from the paintings from now on, I want to sort of aspire to do this kind of shading, make it look more immersed in the background like that, because I think it makes the drawing look that much better if I put more time into it, because usually I always just like quickly, whatever, I'll just do this white background.
You're rushing sometimes, right?
Sometimes it feels like that, yeah. But this one, I like waited till the right time.
Just like you, right? When you're painting it, it comes to your brain, it's come to you, it comes naturally, right?
Yeah.
If you are a painter doing digitally or canvas, it's the same motivation, the same feeling that comes to you when you're doing it.
Spiritual answer.
Yes, I think so. We are an artist. That's why I created this podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, to empower people, artists like us. Wow. And so, Mr. Fiki, where do people see your obra maestra?
You can see my paintings on Fruitskue on Instagram, FruitSkue. Find me on TikTok as well, same username.
Let's support Mr. Fiki for his upcoming book. I hope he's in the middle of compiling his paintings. Let's support artists like us. Shout out to the people listening to these countries from top 11 to 20. At number 11, Netherlands. Thank you so much. Oh, I miss Netherlands. Netherlands, I love it. So at number 12, Ireland. Thank you so much, Ireland. Number 13, France. Merci.
Merci. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Bonjour, I miss you. At number 14, Brazil. Portuguese. I love Brazil too. My goodness, a nice country. At number 15, Australia. Wow. Oh. Thank you so much, Australia. And at number 16, Russia. No comments for Russia. Every podcast, I have Russia listening to my podcast.
And popular there.
Yeah, Food 101. It's Food 101 because I'm doing also the same thing. I'm doing all the countries. Russia, it's if I'm not mistaken, it's number 21 or, yeah. I'm on my Food 101. At number 17, Mexico. Oh, gracias, gracias. Mexico. There's a lot of places in Mexico that are listening to us, and then we're gonna we shout out to them.
Okay.
Next, we finish all these 65 countries. We're gonna do that one by one. At number 18, Bulgaria. Thank you so much. At number 19, Italy. Oh, grazie mille, Toto. Thank you so much, Italy. At number 20, Romania. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I promise you, Mr. Fikin and I will give you the best topic, the best painting of Mr. Fiki, and the mystery of the universe. Right, Mr. Fiki?
Of course. We talked about it for once.
Thank you, yep. Mr. Fiki.
Thank you.
Morticon people, see you soon.